Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. This show is for the 17th of November. On a Friday, we're in the book of 1 Chronicles, going to record today, starting with chapter 24, and this is the organization of the priesthood, okay, in this book of Chronicles. It's a historical account. Pardon me, I have one of my infrequent coughs here. Yeah, I don't cough very often, but after the surgery and all that. But I had a little coffee go down the wrong pipe. It's about 4:30 in the morning. I have so much energy now that they fixed me that I'm up at all hours. I can sleep 3 or 4 hours and then that's it. And then later on in the day, I take a three-hour nap. And that's what I do. Very, very, very pleased with the way things have turned out. I'm taking my herbal supplements instead of Big Pharma. This is all natural stuff, no GMO, anything. I'm really going to be fanatical, I think, about my health. I have let it go and really did myself a disservice. So I'm going to get myself healthy. What can I say? I have to. Nobody's going to do it but me. Ah, yes. And a little fresh brewed coffee. That's not bad for you. Okay. Let me take my vitamin E here. It's such a pleasure to be back at EFR and to be able to speak to all of you. What a blessing. Well, let's jump right into the text today. I've got this show to do and one more, and then we will be done with 1 Chronicles. Now, this is a big list of names of all the priests. Verse 1 of chapter 24. Now, these are the divisions of the sons of Aharon. The sons of Aharon, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Verse 2, you can reference Leviticus chapter 10. Verses 1 and 2. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. That's all one word. Number 3547 in your Strong's Concordance. verse 3. And David divided them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service. Verse 4. And there were more male heads found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus were they divided. Among the sons of Eleazar, 16 chief men, or head men, of the house of their ancestors, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar, according to the house of their forefathers, ancestors, okay? Actually, the word is father, but it should be forefather. Verse 5. Let me get another little hit of coffee. Thus they were divided by lot, one sort with another, because they're different types of priests and different classes. For the officers of the sanctuary and officers of Elohim, they took care of the house, were of the sons of Eleazar and of the sons of Ithamar. Now we're going to get into a big long list of names. And Shemaiah, the son of Nethaneel, the scribe of the Levium, wrote them before the king and the officers, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech, the son of Ebiathar, and before the heads of the clans of the priest and Levium, one principal household being taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. They had cast lots with the Urim and Thummim on the breastplate. That's what they did. That's how they did things back then. I just took another little pill. A capsule, actually, with herbs in it. Verse 7. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiarib, the second to Yediah. Verse 8. The third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim. 9. The fifth to Malkiah, the sixth to Miyamin, verse 10, the seventh to Hakots, the eighth to Abiyah, verse 11, the ninth to Yeshua, that's 3, 4, 4, 2, the tenth to Shekaniahu, verse 12, the 11th to Eliashib. Now these are going to be reading different than in your King James, because I've looked up all the names and I have them printed out in the Hebrew here and I'm reading them correctly. The 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Yakim, verse 13, the 13th to Chuppah, the 4th to Yesheb'ab, the fifth to Bilgah, or the 15th, pardon me, to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, verse 15, the 17th to Chazir, the 18th to Kapitzetz, verse 16. The 19th to Pethachiah, the 20th to Yechezkel. Yechezkel. I misread that. Pardon me. Verse 17, the 21st to Yachin, the 22nd to Gamul. Verse 18, the 23rd to Delyahu, the 24th to Maazyahu. Verse 19, these were the accountings of them in their service to come into the house of Yahweh, according to their ordinance under Aharon, their forefather, as Yahweh Elohim of Israel, or Yahweh Elohe Israel, God of, had commanded him. And now we're into the rest of the Levium that did the other service. Verse 20. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Yechdiyahu. Verse 21, concerning Rechabiahu, of the sons of Rechabiah, the chief was Yeshiah. Verse 22, of the Yitzhari, Shalomoth, of the sons of Shalomoth, Yachath. Verse 23, and of the sons of Hebron, okay, Yeriyahu, Amariyahu the second, Yakazel the third, Yekamam the fourth. Verse 24. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah. Of the sons of Micah, Shamir. Verse 25. The brother of Micah was Yeshiah, of the sons of Yeshiah, Zechariahu. Verse 26, the sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Yaaziahu, his son, Beno. Okay, that's what it means, Beno. That means his son. Verse 27. The sons of Merari by Yaaziahu, pardon me. Beno and Shoham, and Zakur, and Ibri. Verse 28, of Machli Kem Eleazar, who had no sons. Verse 29, concerning Kish, the son of Kish was Yerachmeel. Boy, that's a tongue twister. Verse 30, the sons also of Mushi, Machli, and Eder, and Yeremoth. Okay, he named one of his kids Machli, after his brother. And Yeremoth. These were the sons of the Levium after the house of their forefathers. Verse 31, and I got to clear my lungs again. I just had a really killer shower, and all that moisture going in my lungs has broken some stuff loose. So, Verse 31, these likewise cast lots corresponding to their kinsmen. The sons of Aharon in the presence of Dawid the king, and Zadok and Ahimelech, and the chiefs of the clans of the priest and Lewium, even the chiefs of clans corresponding to their younger kinsmen. All right, that ends chapter 24. Let's get into chapter 25. This is the temple musicians. Because they had big ceremonies when they had singing and, oh, it was a big deal. I mean, you know, way bigger than what you have in any of your Judeo-Christian churches. And it was national. It wasn't just this church and that church and all that stuff. Verse 25, or verse 1 of chapter 25. I get myself straight here. Moreover, Dawid and the officers of the army set apart to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Yedutun, who should prophesy with harps, with lyres, and with cymbals, and the number of the men of work according to their service was, verse 2, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur and Yosef and Netanya and Asar-Elah, the sons of Asaph under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. They would play, and then they would get visions and stuff, and they would prophesy. Verse 3. Of Yedutun, the sons of Yedutun, Gedaliahu and Zeri and Yeshayahu, Kashabiahu and Matityahu, six under the hands of their father Yedutun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise Yahweh. Oh man. I need to take this last pill and drink a little more coffee. Oh my. Oh yeah. Verse 4. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Buki Yahu, Matan Yahu, Uzi El, Shebu El, and Yerimoth, Kananya, pardon me, I have to cough again. I don't know what this morning. Oh, that's rough. It's very painful when I have to cough because of the big zipper in my chest. It's going to take 6 months for that to heal. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. Kanani, Eliatha, Gidalti, and Romanti Ezer, Yoshbekasha, I'm reading these slowly, Malothi, Hotir and Machazioth. Boy, all of those are a mouthful. Verse 5. All of these were the sons of Haman, the king's seer, in the words of Elohim, to lift up the horn. Okay. And Elohim gave to Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 6. All these were under the hands of their father for song in the house of Yahweh, with cymbals, lyres, and harps. Lyres is spelled L-Y-R-E-S. They weren't. Never mind. Bad joke. For the service of the house of Elohim, according to the king's order to Asaph, Yedutun, and Haman. Verse 7. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of Yahweh, all that had understanding, were 288. Verse 8 of chapter 25. And they cast lots, duties corresponding, as well as the small and the great, the teacher as the student. Everybody was equal, everybody worked. Verse 9. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Yosef, the second to Gedaliahu, who with his brethren and sons were 12. Verse 10. The third to Zachor, his sons and his brethren were 12. The fourth to Itzri, his sons, his brethren, were 12. The fifth to Netanyahu, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 13. The sixth to Bukliahu, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 14. The seventh to Yesarelah, his sons and his brethren, 12. It goes on like this. Verse 15. The eighth to Yeshayahu, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 16. The ninth to Matanyahu, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 17, the 10th to Shimei, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 18, the 11th to Azarael, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 19, the 12th to Kashabyahu, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 20, the 13th to Shubael, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 21, the 14th to Matityahu, his sons and his brethren, 12. I told you, it just goes on like this. Verse 22, the 15th to Yeremoth, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 23, the 16th to Kananyahu, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 24, the 17th to Yoshbekasha, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 25, the 18th to Kanani, his sons and his brethren, 12. verse 26. The 19th to Malothi, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 27. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 28, the 21st to Hotir, his sons and his brethren, 12. Verse 29, the 22nd to Gidalti, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 23rd to Makazioth, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 24th to Romamti Ezer, his sons and his brethren, 12. Okay, that ends chapter 25. Oh, that was better. I really had to cough, and it has hurt so bad. Oh, man. Now we're getting into chapter 26 here. This is about the other temple workers. Verse 1, concerning the divisions of the gate keepers of the Korhi, that's Korhites, was Meshelemyahu, the son of Korah, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemyahu were Zechariahu, the firstborn, Yedidael, second, Zebadiah, the third, Yathaniel, the fourth. Actually, it was Zebadiahu, okay, and Yathaniel, the fourth. Verse 3, Elam, the fifth, Yekohanan, the sixth, I got to get a magnifying glass here to look at this one. The print, even in this Bible, is so small. Elioenai, the seventh. Boy, that's tough. All right, here we are in verse 4, and verses 4 and 5, you can reference 2 Samuel 6, verse 11, and 1 Chronicles 13, verse 14. Amiel the sixth. This is verse 5. Issachar the seventh. Peluetai the eighth. For Elohim blessed him. Mm-hmm. Wow. Verse 6. Also to Shemaiah his son were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. Verse 7. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni and Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brothers were sons of valor, Elihu and Semachiahu. Verse 8. All these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, valiant men of strength for the service, were 60. Now that's 60. A score is 20. Okay. That's 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, strong sons, 18. Verse 10. Also, Chosa of the children of Merari had sons. Shimri the chief, for he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. Evidently, he was more competent than the firstborn. And one more little drink of coffee here. Hilkiah the second, that's verse 11, Tebaliahu the third, Zechariahu the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Chosa were 13. Verse 12, among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the chief men, duties corresponding to their kinsmen to minister in the house of Yahweh. Now, in verse 4 here, Obed-Edom was the Levite who had received Yahweh's blessing when he maintained the Ark of the Covenant after the death of Uzzah. Okay? Remember him. That's 1 Chronicles 13, 13, 14, and 15, 24, and 25, and 16, 38. These people come up from time to time. So it's important that we know who these folks were, okay? You really can't gloss over a lot of these. I know it's a lot of names and it gets boring and what do we need to know? It comes up. It pertains to the rest of the scriptures. You can't cut any of this stuff out. You really can't. It's not right. So I'm doing my duty, and I am reading this great big long list of names to you. That's what I have to do. Verse 13 of chapter 26. And they cast lots, as well the small as the great, according to the house of their forefathers, for every gate. Okay, they would cast a lot. Okay, you are going to this gate, and that's where you're gonna serve. The gatekeepers, and okay, cast a lot again. You're gonna go to this gate. That's how they did things back then. Verse 14. And the lot toward the sunrise, that would be the east, fell to Shelemiahu, Then for Zechariah, for Yahu, his son, a prudent, that's 7922 in your Strong's, a prudent counselor. They cast lots, and his lots came out northward. Verse 15, to Obed-Edom southward, and to his sons the house of Asupim. To verse 16, to Shupim and Chosa westward with the gate Shalaketh. By the ascending highway. Okay. Guards against guards. That means lines of guards. Where the highway came up to Jerusalem. Verse 17. Toward the sunrise. That would be the east. Six Lewium. Northward. Four. A day, southward for a day, and toward Asupim two and two. Verse 18. At Parbar westward, four at the highway, and two at Parbar. That was a location. I don't know what it was. Verse 19. These are the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of the Korchi. That's Q-O-R-C-H-I-Y. That means the son of Kore, K-O-R-E in the King James. But that's not what it is in the Hebrew. And among the sons of Merari. Verse 20. And of the Lewium, Achiah, okay, A-C-H-I-Y-A-H, was over the treasures of the house of Elohim, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. Now, those are the things that were used in the service of the temple. All the plates and cups and forks and all the stuff that they had for the sacrifices, that all the instruments of the temple. I'm going to finish this coffee here. Verse 21. The sons of Laadan, the sons of the Gershoni Laadan, chief of the clans of Laadan, the Gershoni, were Yechieli, or was Yechieli. Verse 22. The sons of Yechieli, Zetam, and Joel, his brother, over the treasures of the house of Yahweh. And a lot of valuable stuff, which was later looted, but now they're just getting it set up. Verse 23, of the Amrami and the Yitzhari, the Hebroni and the Ozieli. Verse 24, and Shabuel, the son of Gershon, the son of Moshe, officer of the treasures. Verse 25, and his brothers by Eleazar, Rechabiah his son, and Yeshayahu his son, and Yoram his son, and Zikri his son, and Shalomith his son. Verse 26, which Shalomith and his brothers were over all the treasures of the dedicated things. Things that were dedicated for the service, that were gifts to the temple. You know, that's what the dedicated things were. Which Dawid the king and the chiefs of the clans, the officers over thousands and hundreds, and the officers of the army had dedicated. Well, they had got a lot of spoil when they fought all these people. Here it says, verse 27, from the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of Yahweh. So if they had a lot of gold stuff and it was a little damaged or whatever, they would melt the gold down and use it as money to do repair. They had to repay workmen. They weren't just going to stiff the guys that fixed stuff up. Verse 28, and all that Shemuel the seer and Shaul, the son of Kish, and Abner, the son of Ner, and Joab, the son of Zeruiah, had dedicated in the past. And whosoever had dedicated, it was under the hand of Shalomith and his brethren. So he had charge of the treasures. Now these are other public servants here to end up chapter 26. Of the Yitzhari, Kananyahu and his sons were for the outward business over Israel. Now that's not sacred work, okay? That's outward business for officers and judges. That's public business, not concerning the temple. Verse 30, and of the Hebroni, Kashabiahu and his brethren, sons of valor, 1,700 were officers among those of Israel on this side of the Jordan westward. That's the Jordan River. In all the business of Yahweh and in the service of the king. These were public servants that were not connected with the temple. These weren't temple workers. Verse 31. Among the Hebroni was Yariah, the chief. Among the Hebroni, according to the lines of descent of his forefathers' clans. In the 40th year of the reign of Dawud, they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Yazer of Gilead. Verse 32. And his brothers, sons of valor, were 2,700 chiefs of clans. Whom King Dawud made rulers over the Reubeni, the Gadi, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to Elohim and affairs of the king. Okay, that ends chapter 26. We have seen all the complicated dealings that they had to go through for all of this. We're going to see more when we go into chapter 27 on Monday, and then we will finish 1 Chronicles next Monday. Then we will go immediately into 2 Chronicles. And when we get done with that, I'm going to start into the book of Jasher. 2 Chronicles is longer than 1 Chronicles. And has a lot more activity in it, a lot less of the lists of stuff. We're just about done with 1 Chronicles. This is the nuts and bolts of the administration of Israel. That's what we're covering right now. How they made things work, who made it work, who was assigned to what. It's all administration stuff. But it is necessary because it ties in. It's sort of a wrap-up book, 1st and 2nd Chronicles are. Gives a recounting of actually what went on. It's a bookkeeping type of thing. I know the names get a little onerous, but they are important because you have to use them to reference back to what we've seen in the Book of Kings and Samuel. This is a list of all the people involved in all that activity, which was a lot. Okay, we're going to get into 2 Chronicles, which is going to concern Solomon. These are the words of the day, Dibre Hayamim, that's what this is. Solomon is the subject of a lot of 2 Chronicles, building the temple. Queen of Sheba coming to visit him. I mean, it's a lot, starting with Solomon and what he did. And then we go into some, like in the Book of Kings, some of the kings that really started to get Israel going downhill. After Solomon, there were a few good ones. But boy, oh boy. Whew. they really started to foul up. And that was a major problem. They started the downhill slide into apostasy. And the kingdom split up. And they had all kinds of problems. We have never really recovered from that, quite honestly. We as a people drifted off into idol worship and all that stuff, and we migrated all over the place, and we went up into Europe, and when we had all the pagan gods and worshiped ancestors, and really fouled up. And here we are today with all the stuff that's going on. We're looking around us, 2017. All the killings and Antifa and talk of war. They're trying to foment another. They're trying to work on starting World War III. I mean, it's tragic. So we're hanging on. We of the faith, waiting on Yeshua, Messiah, to come and end this disaster that we're in. The government of man all over the world is failing miserably. This is a culmination of all this. We just can't handle our own government. We need Yahweh to govern us. What can I say? It is blatantly obvious with the corruption. So we're very corrupt at this point. And it seems to be getting worse, and we're shaking, we of Israel, that our believers are shaking our heads. Oh, man, how stupid can we get, you know? Well, we're letting the Zionists lead us around by the nose, not the Christian Identity people. We're aware, we're looking with horror on what's going on. But the bulk of the population everywhere is just going along and getting along and going with the flow and letting them set us up for slaughter like sheep. And we have to keep in constant prayer. That's the only thing that's going to help us. Pray for Yahweh's intervention soon. It said, unless I end these days, no flesh would be saved. Well, we're watching these staged events and these false flags, and we listen to the fake news and just bide our time. That's all we as Israelites can do at this point. And we're looking back on Scripture. I read all this stuff before we went into dispersion. Okay, we're going to see in 2 Chronicles the problems with Shlomo and then all the other kings that led to the dispersion. And we can fast forward through our history from there, all the wars that we have fought all over the world, and all what's going on is leading up to the second coming of the Messiah. That's all we can really hope for to get us out of this mess. So, stay in constant prayer. Pray every day for relief and for the coming of Messiah. And hang on, brothers and sisters, because we really can't do anything until he gets back. That's just how it is. Yahweh has to deal with this, not us. We may take part, but only when our commander-in-chief has returned. So it's time for me to end the recording. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you, and I will talk to you again on Monday, the 20th. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.